In Afghanistan this week, nearly 24 people have been killed in suicide bombings carried out by the Taliban. More than 100 NATO troops have died in fighting there this year. So there's a drumbeat for the U.S. to speed up its withdrawal of combat troops by 2014. The fragile relationship between the U.S. and the Afghan government has also been damaged by those incidents, including the burning of Korans by U.S. soldiers and the massacre of 17 Afghans, allegedly by a U.S. Army sergeant in Kandahar. The setbacks may be hurting the U.S. effort to win hearts and minds in Afghanistan, but as the BBC's Bilal Sarwari reports, there are parts of the country where there are hopes for a future without the Taliban.
I'm walking inside the Karabakh Bazaar. Karabakh is a district which lies an hour away from Kabul city. 10 years ago, there used to be only 100 shops. Today, there are over 700 shops. Right in front of me is a shop that sells tea, cooking oil. Onto my right-hand side, there's a shop that sells sandals. I could see soap. This little town outside of Kabul has really benefited in the last 10 years since the Taliban were toppled from power. Yarmal is the owner of the grocery store. He says a lot has changed since the fall of the Taliban. Business was thin. Shopkeepers and customers lived in fear. The Taliban used to beat them up for no reason. They would ask them if they knew how to say their prayers in the correct Islamic way. I'm standing inside Harun Mir's garden. A political analyst and a farmer here in the Somali Plain. There are apple and apricot trees. There's a grapevine. This fertile area in the Somali Plain is known for its grapes, mulberries, and vegetables. The economy around Somali is heavily dependent on these products.
We sell it at a price that even it does not cover the cost. Before the start of conflict in Afghanistan, our products were mainly for the Indian market. And now since the Pakistanis are not collaborating, they're not allowing transit of Afghan goods and products to India, then we have no access to that big market.
What are the hopes and fears of Harun Mir as Afghanistan gets closer to 2014?
I hope that we will have a smooth transition, not only a security transition, but also a political transition in 2014. And hopefully by 2024, the old generation, those who have been involved in internal conflict in Afghanistan, would be out of the scene and the new generation will emerge at the leadership position. And my fear is that by 2014, we will not be able to manage this situation, and we fall back into chaos. The international community would leave and abandon us. And what I have done personally during the past 6 years in building this farm, we will lose everything once again. And that is the nightmare, not only for me, but for most villagers.
Although the market is now busy and thriving since foreign forces arrived in Afghanistan, the shopkeeper, Yarmal, does not want them to stay.
If they leave, then we will be happy. Afghanistan's army has reached nearly 200,000. Maybe our army will get bigger. The Taliban can't beat us. We can look after ourselves. They have to leave. Muslims don't want people who insult the Quran or our women.
Events involving U.S. soldiers in the last few weeks, Quran burnings, the massacre in Kandahar, have certainly made the battle for hearts and minds difficult and have increased anti-Americanism. But Afghans living in places like Karabakh, which have flourished since the invasion, are hoping that the 2014 transition will be peaceful and productive, and that the Taliban will be kept away.
That report from the BBC's Bilal Sarwari in Afghanistan.